blow, you play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Exchange. And here's your host, John Landon.
Morning out there to everyone on this waiver wire Wednesday. So hopefully you were able to target and grab some of those players we revisited on the past couple of episodes here on the Fantasy Football Exchange. So we will recap that during this show. Also, we'll get into the Thursday night preview between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Buffalo Bills. That is a night primetime game on Amazon Prime, ladies and gentlemen. So we will discuss the start 'em and sit 'em there. Also, a favorite on our show is a DraftKings Sportsbook prop bet, as well as a parlay bet that we throw out there. We have been very successful this year. We have missed on a couple, of course. Never going to get them all accurate, but we do get them very close. So stick around for that at the end of our show. We will talk about that. And of course, we'll dive in some quick injury news on this front for this Wednesday. So please stick around for that. I mean, we'll make it quick and brief there. With no further ado, let's go ahead and talk about the waiver wire recap here for this Wednesday. Okay. Hopefully you were able to grab a couple of these. Of course, the quarterbacks, there's very few out there to target. You have to be in a desperation situation or a super flex league in order to go after some of these. Of course, there's Kyler Murray making his return from his ACL surgery, his debut out here. Don't know how much work they're going to give him, but we do know he likes to run around. And of course, maybe that's what they want to see, what they still have in him. So Kyler Murray would be a strong consideration down the stretch. Of course, Derek Carr, the more he gets chemistry with Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Of course, Chris Olave is in a little bit of trouble right now. We don't know what that's going to be like. But of course, I'm sure he'll remain throughout the season, or most of the season anyway. So he'll get you through to your championship, or possibly to win the championship. So look for Derek Carr to pick up the game there. Of course, there's the deeper formats. I had Tyson Bagent for the Chicago Bears. He looks solid out there, and he will be playing the Sunday night game against Los Angeles Chargers, as well as Desmond Ridder for the Atlanta Falcons. Not a big fan of him, but he does look like he's picking up the offense with the weapons such as Kyle Pitts and Drake London. So hopefully bigger things for him out there in the ATL. All right, so for the running backs, I do know that my wife was able to snatch up a Darrell Henderson on the waivers this morning. So hopefully she gets a good amount of usage out of him for a couple of weeks. She has a couple of banged up players herself, such as a Jerome Ford and a couple of other players I just don't remember off the top of my head. But we all are dealing with some kind of injuries or some kind of something going on in our squad. So we all can relate there. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? And of course, we got Roschon Johnson. If you're able to grab him, I'm sure he's going to be slowly making his way back into this Bears offense. Of course, the season is pretty much shot here, so I think we're going to see what we got here in the young rookie out of Texas. All right, and of course, Kareem Hunt. I'm sure a lot of that in your waiver wires has been taken. But if you were able to get Pierre Strong in a deeper format, I do see him eventually probably taking the job from Kareem Hunt in this Browns backfield. So if you were able to get Pierre Strong Jr., that's not a bad pickup this morning to go along with a Kareem Hunt in that backfield. And then there was Tyjae Spears. I believe they're going to bring him more and more along in this Tennessee Titans backfield as they explore these trades for DeAndre Hopkins and Derrick Henry. So why not see what we got in this young rising rookie, Tyjae Spears? He's very quick. He's very fast in the backfield, can catch the ball. and take it for 20 plus to the end zone. So great pickup this morning if you were able to snatch up Tyjae Spears. Then there was the pass catching side of this all, and there was Josh Downs for the Indianapolis Colts. Actually, when it went against him in the previous week, and he did pretty good out there. So I know that people were in tune with him and they were also targeting him. So he was a great pickup this morning in the pass catching side of it all. Then there was Wandale Robinson, New York Jets. Somebody needs to pick it up here along with Darius Slayton and Darren Waller. So I look for Wandale Robinson to continue picking up the offense. And then on the deeper format, there was Kendrick Bourne and Mecole Hardman. I believe Mecole Hardman will slowly come along with Rashee Rice. They need more help around Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. So I believe it'll be Mecole Hardman and Rashee Rice as the season goes along here. So on the tight end front, there was Taysom Hill. I'm sure a lot of you out there went out and grabbed Taysom Hill. I'm just not a fan of Taysom Hill, but he does bring the points. There is no doubt about it. So if you're able to grab him, as long as well as Jake Ferguson or Michael Mayer on my top three list there, then congratulations this morning. But I was able to snatch up Dalton Kincaid on my list. I'm actually pretty happy about that. So I'm looking forward for him to bring me some points this Thursday night, given that Dawson Knox will be out with that wrist surgery. So I'm happy about that this morning. And then there's Tyler Conklin for the New York Jets. I wouldn't blame you if you went out and grabbed him. I think they'll look more his direction as the time goes along. All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen out there, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get right into the Thursday night's game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. Again, that is a 7:15 kickoff, 8:15 Eastern time. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get right into this game tonight. All right, so let's talk about Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. He's having a superb season out here, tossing the ball around 246 times for 174 of those completed for 1,900 yards, 15 TDs, 7 interceptions, sacked 10 times on the season, has rushed the ball 29 times for a 148 with 4 touchdowns there on the ground. So he's ended up with 210 and a half PPR format. Again, this is a ESPN format that I am going off of. A lot of my leagues are in that realm of the ESPN app. So we use that around here, and that got you a 210 on the year. That is solid work for Josh Allen owners out there. Okay, so for on the other side, slowly coming along in the season, I can't believe we're all looking for a Baker Mayfield to carry our Mike Evans or our Chris Godwin fantasy players. But he has been doing that as of late with a 204 pass attempts. 133 of those have been completed for 1,400 yards, 8 TDs in the air for 4 of those intercepted. All right. Sacked 8 times on the year, has rushed the ball 28 times for 99 yards. No touchdowns, though, on the ground, and has given you about 125 on the year. It's not too bad on a tier 3 possible level there. Great buy fill-in or a injury-riddled quarterback that you may need to replace. Baker Mayfield can do that, but about Thursday night, not too sure, but we'll discuss that at a later time in the Start'em and Sit'em, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll roll down to the running backs in the backfield here, and we'll kick it off with James Cook of the Buffalo Bills. Has been having a great year. Of course, you all know he is the brother of Dalvin Cook, so they are one and the same out there when they look like when he looks like he's running the ball for the Buffalo Bills. So he has touched the ball 88 times for 419 yards, a score, has been targeted 21 times, has caught 17 of those for 186 yards, and has scored through the air there as well for 135 on the year here in a half point PPR format. That is great pointage for James Cook owners out there this year. And of course, if you've watched Latavius Murray, the second running back there in Buffalo, he has wiggled his way through to steal a couple of scores here on the year from James Cook owners. So you all know about that if you own James Cook. And you see Latavius Murray hit the field. He has touched the ball 35 of those times for 136 yards. Two touchdowns, as mentioned. Has been targeted 10. Has caught 9 of those for 69 yards. Only 60 on the roster. But again, that is a little bit of a headache out there for us James Cook owners this year. So not too bad out there for if you own a Latavius Murray in deeper formats. So, all right. On the other side here, I'm not a huge fan of the Tampa Bay backfield. Excuse me. But Rashad White has touched the ball 83 times for 266 with a TD on the ground. Been targeted 23 for 22, caught for a buck 65. No touchdowns in the air, but does have 110 on the rosters this year. I am not an owner of a Rashad White, but he has been doing about average for the running backs this year. And again, I'm just not a fan of that backfield, but I do not blame you if you need to play a Rashad White this year. All right, let's visit the pass-catching side of this game. And that would bring me to Stephon Diggs. Of course, yes, I am a Stephon Diggs owner. He has brought me a shitload of points, thankfully, because the rest of my team has done nada around here. You all understand it has been not too good for a lot of the stars. So I will go ahead and get into it right here with a Stephon Diggs. And he has been targeted 78 times on the year, has caught 55 of those for 678 yards, 6 touchdowns, has not rushed the ball to the backfield, but hey, we'll take the buck 65 on our rosters for the half point PPR format again this year. And then there's Gabe Davis. On the other side of the ball, has been targeted 35 for 22, 347, 4 TDs on the year, has rushed the ball once for negative 2 yards and 80 on a lot of your rosters out there. That is a hit or miss on the field. That is a flex when it comes to Gabe Davis owners out here. And then there's Deonte Hardy. Of course, you've watched him. He's very speedy. They like to throw the ball down the field as well to him. He likes to cut on the outside, and then he's been targeted 16, has caught 13 of those for 113. He does have a TD on the year, rushed the ball 3 for 2 yards, only 37. And again, this is a deeper format here if you have a Deonte Hardy from Buffalo on your roster. And we all know Mike Evans does what he does year after year, the big body receiver there in Tampa Bay. All right, he's been targeted 49 times, has caught 30 of those for 468, 4 TDs on the year, has not rushed the ball in the backfield for a buck 03 on your roster. So hopefully you have Mike Evans as a wide receiver too this year. He has brought you those numbers. So great job out there for Mike Evans on the year. And then there's Chris Godwin, targeted 49 for 33, 398. No touchdowns, though, has not rushed the ball and only 76 and a half point on the rosters. And then there's Trey Palmer, a wide receiver 3 there, a more of a flex in the slot. He's been targeted 18 for 9, 94 yards. Does have 2 touchdowns on the year, ladies and gentlemen. And then has not rushed the ball, but only 30 on the roster. So, again, that is a deeper format when it comes to Trey Palmer owners this year. All right, let's talk about the tight ends for these two teams. Not some superstar action going on here. But, again, as we all know, Dawson Knox has been ruled out due to the wrist injury that he has. So hopefully you have removed Dawson Knox or dropped him from your roster and was able to get a one Dalton Kincaid. As myself, I was able to do this waiver wire Wednesday. I'm looking for Josh Allen to look his direction, the rookie. He's been looking great here. Again, when Dawson Knox returns, this is going to be a great 1-2 punch here with the tight ends in Buffalo. So, again, let's get into Dalton Kincaid. He's had a short career here so far in the Buffalo offense, so not much to look for when it comes to points yet, but I believe those are coming. All right, those will be coming for a Dalton Kincaid. All right, so targeted 27, has caught 25 of those for a 193. No touchdowns, has not rushed the ball, but only 44 out there in ESPN formats in a half-point PPR format. Okay, again, I have him starting this week in a 10-team. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in a 10-team. So that I have other choices I could throw out there, such as a Kyle Pitts ahead of him, but I am going to go ahead and roll with Dalton Kincaid this Thursday as my starter in a 10-team format. All right, so hopefully you do the same. We'll talk about that here in a moment in the start 'em and sit 'em portion and the score predictor. All right, and on to the other side, Kate Otten. You've known I'm not a fan of the Tampa Bay side of a lot of this offensive side of things. So, again, Kate Otten has been targeted 23, caught 18 of those for a 147 on the year. Okay, does have a touchdown. No rushes in the backfield for only 30 on the season. I'm not a fan there. Hopefully you don't have to go that route, and there's better choices that you have. Okay, so all right, so we're going to go ahead and visit the portion where we talk about the start 'em and sit 'em for the Thursday night game between these two teams. Okay, and again, if you've just joined us on the podcast and you have not joined us from the beginning, I have told everyone what the sound bites mean. All right, so again, if you've just joined us, I'll do a quick recap on that, what those mean here. Again, for the stardom side of both of these teams, this is how this will go for the Thursday night preview shows and for the Friday shows, where we talk about 3 teams that we watch on a watch list and we give the stardom and sit 'em for those. So that plays a part for a lot of things here on this Fantasy Football Exchange podcast. All right, so what these mean is, all right, what it means is this here, all right, is a stardom sound. Okay, that is a stardom sound or a sound that I have gotten correct as a prediction and that we recap on a later show. All right, so those play 2 parts on this show. All right, so that is the sound for the stardom, and this is the sound for the sit-em, or a sound that I have gotten incorrect. All right, so now you know what those mean, and we will go ahead and we'll just go right into these 2 teams here that on the matchup for the Thursday night. Again, that is a 7:15 Central Time kickoff, 8:15 Eastern Time there in Buffalo, New York. All right, so let's ride right into this. This is the Bucs side of things. All right, there will be a Tampa Bay stardom. There will be a Tampa Bay sit-em, okay? And then we'll hop right on over and we'll visit the Bills side of it all and go with the Bills stardom, and we'll go with the Bills sit-em. And then at the end, I'll give you the score prediction that I have, and I was pretty damn close the last time that we did this. This is a new feature on the show. I go back for myself for my own pleasure and visit these to see where I stand with you all. I like to see where we are analytically wise, to see how we got them right and how we got them wrong. All right, so let's get into it. And this is the Buck Stardom, and I'm going to go ahead and dive right into this. This is Baker Mayfield. You've heard me say it again and again. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm going to do it. And let's roll with Baker Mayfield this Thursday against the Buffalo Bills defense. All right. Then there's Mike Evans. Of course, we know we're going to go ahead and ride with Mike Evans, no doubt about it. Especially in our seasonal and especially in a DFS role. All right. So, again, Mike Evans. And how about on the other side, Chris Godwin? Yes, these two have a great chemistry with Baker Mayfield. So I'm going to roll with him as well as a wide receiver too. All right, in a 14-16, this is a deeper format for this individual. And this is Trey Palmer is more of a flex, fringe wide receiver too in later leagues. All right, so let's go ahead and ride with him as well. Palmer as the 14 and beyond league sizes. Okay, then we got, of course, with everything, we have a sit-em, and this is going to involve the Tampa Bay Bucks side, and we're going to go ahead and sit, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, unless you're forced to do it, no fault of your own, especially given all the injuries to the running backs or just the situations in the backfield this year with the running backs. I wouldn't blame if you have to start them, but I'm going to sit a Rashad White this Thursday night. And as discussed earlier, Kate Otten, I'm just not a fan of the whole Tampa Bay tight ends in that team. All right, we used to have Tom Brady throwing the ball to Kate Otten, and that just didn't pan out then, and it's not going to pan out today. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to sit Kate Otten as well this Thursday night. All right, quickly, we're going to hop on over to the Buffalo Bills. All right, we're going to get into Josh Allen. No questions about it. You don't need me to tell you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Go ahead and start you with Josh Allen. Even with all the damn mistakes and interceptions, you cannot sit that man. And then there's James Cook, right, the brother of Dalvin Cook. And no question about it, he's in and out the sidelines. He'll take it for a good 20 to 30, and he's going to get you a score, I believe, no doubt. So let's go with James Cook this Thursday night. All right, in a deeper format, this is more of a touchdown-dependent player. Latavius Murray, 14, 16, 18. You throw him in. He, of course, you know he's stealing the touchdowns from James Cook this year in the goal lines when they're there in the five and below. So, again, in a 14, 16, 18, no problems rolling with the Latavius Murray this week. All right, and of course, your boy got this man because he's him, all right? This is Stephon Diggs, no question about it. Don't need me to tell you. Let's roll with him. All right, and then there's Gabe Davis, and that is more of a 12 to 14 and on. Okay, you can't depend on Gabe Davis to take you there in a 10-team and under, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you need him in a deeper side. All right, so in a 12, 14, and beyond, let's go with Gabe Davis this week. And, of course, you heard me say Dalton Kincaid. I am actually rolling with him over Kyle Pitts this week. So hopefully he doesn't bite me in my ass this Thursday night. All right, so let's go with Dalton Kincaid, and hopefully he gets a lot of shares with Dawson Knox out. All right, and we're on to the Bills. Sit him, and how can you be sitting anybody in this offense? But we have to be alert here. All right, and the alert is that you need to remove Dawson Knox ASAP from your roster. Of course, you a lot of you out there are hip to this already. You're wondering why I'm telling you. Well, there's a lot of them out there who need to be reminded. And so I'm going to go ahead and remind you out there, remove Dawson Knox with his wrist injury. He has been ruled out. Okay. And then there's Hardy. Of course, Hardy is more of a deeper format as a wide receiver 3 and 4. I'm not seeing him doing the work that he's done lately. I'm not taking the shot on him. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to sit a Hardy this week. Okay. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and hit up the score predictor. I have just involved this the last couple of weeks as a feature here on the show. I've been pretty close. I have guessed the right team to win. So hopefully you're picking a money line bet off of those or even a over under scores. They have been pretty close to what I have been calling here. So if you add up the two and you take the over unders here, hopefully you've done that as well, because it's been pretty spot on with those predictions the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to do it again this week. So hopefully it gets us there. And I'm going to guess the score between these two teams. I'm going to go with the Buffalo Bills rolling as the winning team. 27, Tampa Bay 17 for this Thursday night's game between these two teams there in Buffalo, New York. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to go right into some of the news on this Wednesday. There's very little news out there for us to report. A lot of that's going to come later, but a lot of it involves some of these Thursday night players. So we're just going to get right into that. And then we have Chris Godwin. He was limited yesterday. We just need to see him do it one more time before you feel a lot more confident on him out there this weekend, or this week. And of course, you just heard me give you the go on the stardom for him. So I do believe if he gives it a go, he is going to be a stardom this Thursday night. And then there's Baker Mayfield. He was limited yesterday. Of course, he missed the practice Monday, but he gave it a go yesterday. If we see him give it a go today, we know it's all good in the hood for Baker Mayfield this Thursday night. Okay, and of course, there was Treylon Burks. He's practiced all week during the Titans' bye, so I believe he's going to take over as the number one there in the Tennessee Titans' offense, given that they are exploring this trades for the Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins side of it all. So, and of course, you all know Jerome Ford has been ruled out the 1 to 2 weeks here, so we already knew that. That's why we were snatching up Kareem Hunt and Pierre Strong on the waivers this week. Okay, so that should do it all for this quick injury update news. That's why I held off on this. I knew it was very small today. So the favorite part of this show, though, we're going to get right into it. A lot of you know it. If you don't know and you just joined us again here on my podcast, we like to involve some DraftKings excitement around here. Okay, again, I'm not a paid sponsor or a promoter for them or anything like that. It's just something that I've enjoyed doing on my personal free time. I've visited Mall, FanDuel, PointsBet. I've visited MGM, Caesars, a number of the sports book apps, all right? And none of them compare at the end of the day to the excitement and the ease that I get using the DraftKings sports book app, okay? And it's as long as it's legal where you're at, you are going to enjoy it, putting those small little wagers on your favorite teams or something just to watch against your buddies and just throw down a few bucks and see who comes out victorious at the end of that matchup. All right. So here we're going to go right into it. Something quick, something easy here. And we're going to get right into the DraftKings Sportsbook parlay bets and prop bets between two players on each of these teams. Okay, so let's dive right into that on this episode here on this Wednesday. Well, hopefully we get a little rich out of this week. So that's going to involve two separate players on the separate teams for this Thursday night's game. All right, involving the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So we're going to go ahead and go with the first player here on the prop bet side, and that is Dalton Kincaid, ladies and gentlemen, on a over 37.5 reception. Receiving yards on this Thursday. Okay, and $5, if you put that in today on this Wednesday morning, that will pay you out $8.84. All right, that is not big money, but it is plus in my book. All right, and so we like to make the extra money around here. So if you throw down $5, ladies and gentlemen, that'll get you $8.84. Okay, and on to the other side of that matchup for that team will be Chris Godwin. An anytime touchdown, I believe he's going to get in the end zone this week. Okay, so I believe $5 will get you $17.50, and that is triple our money this week. If we put down $5 today, this morning. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to get right into the two-pick side of it all. And this involves two separate players, all right, with the odds added together at the end. So we're going to go ahead and get right into that. That is a James Cook anytime touchdown, all right. That is a plus 130, all right. And then we have a Rashad White over 47.5. Minus 115. Now, if you put these two together and you throw down $5 this morning, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get a $20 payout. Yes, give me that money around here. That is quick. Quadruple your money. All right. That is a 5x4 payout. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's put $5 down on this two-pick parlay anytime bet this Thursday night between these two teams. Okay, and let's be some winners around here on when we revisit this matchup on Friday's episode. All right, so again, I have enjoyed my time with you on this Wednesday, on this waiver wire Wednesday, and this Thursday night game preview involving the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Buffalo Bills. Again, we have thrown out there some DraftKings Sportsbook parlay bets, ladies and gentlemen, to get us that money. Okay, so I'm going to leave you with that thought on this Waiver Wire Wednesday's episode. Okay, and I am out.
Goes, goodbye, touchdown. Welcome to Chicago, DJ Moore, 62 yards.